You say, well, his love's eternal. Yeah. But how it all works out, you have to read the whole book. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to tell you that you can be yoked to Jesus Christ, and he wants to be yoked to you. And, you know, here's the main thing I want to say this morning. When we take on King Jesus' yoke, he gives us the power to break the devil's yoke. He gives us the power to break another yoke, which I'm going to talk about. So there's three kinds of chains, folks. There's the devil's, there's our flesh, and there's the Lord's. Now, if we go to Isaiah 52, because my problem is I want to prove everything. I still want to preach. That's my problem. That's why it takes so long. I could just give you the message in 10 minutes. If you look at Isaiah 52, shake yourself from the dust and arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck. This was about 300 years after Psalm 2 was written. O captive daughter of Zion, see the bonds around your neck? It's the same Hebrew word that's found in verse 3 of Psalm 2. Let us break their bonds off. And here's the Lord saying, shake off the bonds. But this is a different situation because they had given themselves to their enemies because they weren't following God. And now they had these literal bonds on them. Captive daughter of Zion, for thus says the Lord, you have sold yourself for nothing. You shall be redeemed without money. So the point being here that the word in Psalm 2, verse 3 about bonds being chains is not far off. That's all I wanted to say about that. Let's talk about the chains of the devil for a second. Does anybody know what some of those are? We'll do some jazz. You can interact with me now. Carol? Okay. So you received the gift of tongues afterwards. That's interesting. So, That's right. Well, see, what the devil does is, like, when you come to Jesus, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is where? In the world. So the devil's not in you. He's in the world. And there's another great scripture, if you want to put this one up here as well, Victoria. Colossians 1:13, what does it say? He's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed or translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Past tense. The Greek verb has no questions. It's only those that don't want to accept the kingdom now that have questions. His kingdom has come. And the Lord is in our midst. And that's what does the Lord want to do in services? He wants to show up. He wants his beautiful presence to be manifested. He wants to be able to get control of your life and my life. So that it's his life. So that he's the one that's in charge. So there's three chains. There's the devil's and then there's the flesh chains. Some of the devil's stuff is, you know, he wants to lead people to hell. He wants to lead them into sin. He wants to depress us. He wants to oppress us. Some of the chains of the flesh, I'm going to get into that. But let me put it in a broad term. It means this. You just keep living your life as though you don't know God. You just keep doing your best with everything the world taught you, even though you're a Christian. That's the flesh. God wants to break the flesh pattern of trusting in the old ways. Then there is the beautiful chains, or we could say cords, of the master. And I think we all know that scripture. Let's put it up now. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my, let's say it together, yoke upon you. keep going, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, the most important of the three things that we have to surrender to God really has to do with the flesh. But we have to understand that, I was just thinking today that rather than think of this negatively, let's look at it this way. You're going through life and you've had a hard week. You came to church today, you dragged yourself in. Praise God you did. But you're like, God, can you do something for me? And to be yoked to Jesus means that he's not going to make it heavier. It means that all that weight you're carrying is going to be lessened, because as you're connected to Christ, the divine ability he has comes into us. And it releases the stuff and the tension we're hanging on to that's not of God, and it just lets it dissipate. And then he starts to pick you up in his arms, and you start to feel his presence, and you say, Daddy, I want more of that. And then he starts to relieve you of your stress. That's called being yoked to Jesus. In other words, being yoked to him means he does most of the work. He's the one who's actually, it comes from a farming thing, the oxen being put together. He's the big guy. He carries the weight. And did you know that's what he did at Calvary? He carried the weight and he defeated the devil. He put him under his feet. So that Psalm 91:13, if you want to put that up, Victoria, can be done in our lives. What does it say? You shall tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you should trample underfoot. You see, what did I say earlier? If you keep yoked to him, he will give you the ability to be set free. Set free from the enemy's power. Set free from our flesh. And oh boy, I don't know about you, but I need a deliverance. Anybody feeling like, gosh, I thought so-and-so was bad, but Lord, you just showed me. Now what do I do? Well, it's the same thing we're always supposed to do. Come unto me, all ye that labor. There is no solution except him. There is no way out except Jesus, who is the Savior of the world, who came into this world to save us. But when he comes into your life and my life, he comes as the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's got all dominion and authority over every principality and power of darkness. And he stands in your life and he says, peace be still. Let the calm come now upon you. Let my peace be with you. Peace I live with you. Peace I give you to you. Not as the world gives, so give I. How does the world give it? Well, you know, if you do this and this, you're going to get it. Or really work hard and do that. And let's see how you're going to do by the end of this week, and your boss then comes to you and tells you something you didn't want to hear after you work so hard. No, his peace is, I give it to you now. Peace I leave with you. Wait a second, I'm going through a storm. No, I'm going to give it to you. Wait a second, my relatives don't like me. I'm going to give you it anyway. Wait a second, I wasn't perfect this week. My blood will make up the difference. I'm giving it to you. Does anybody not want to serve Jesus now? What an awesome Savior. What an awesome King of kings and Lord of lords. Did you know he's the servant king? He didn't come to rule it over us. He came to say, I'm meek and lowly and humble of heart. Can you follow me? He came to all give us a chance at our redemption. Let me explain what I mean by that. Redemption's not just that you get washed with this blood of Christ from the cross and you go to heaven. Redemption is that you and I get another chance to be perfect. I don't even believe I'm saying these words. I'm just being led. We get another chance, and then another chance, and then another chance. That's what my Savior does for me. He gives me multiple chances because he knows I need them. But more than that, he loves me that much. And even more than that, the word says he's got a great plan to bring many sons and daughters to glory. To glory. He doesn't want us to stay in, you know, in the pig pen, rolling around, and then we get out and we're like, please, Jesus, forgive me. He doesn't want us to live there. He wants us to move out of there into the green pastures. And he wants us to trust him there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh Lord, would you not give still waters this morning to each and every one that needs it?